Alright. Pour some soda and we're ready to go. You have to mix the noodles around with the peanut butter. It's much better. Okay. We're starting a three-part series. Each is going to be independent of the other, but still under one topic because there's so many great side topics here. I was waiting for the right time for this year. I think now's the right time during the 3 weeks to talk about this topic. And the topic is the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. We started with everything that's going on in the Beis HaMikdash, all the korbanos, the different avodas. But we never talked about the basic requirement to even build the Beis HaMikdash. So where does that come from? What's this mitzvah all about? So Parshas Truma has the pasuk Va'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti Besocham. Make for me a mikdash, and I will dwell, the famous drush, in you or in it, which one, where is Hashem dwelling. And most understand this, the source to be for Bayis Rishon, the Mishkan, Shiloh, Bayis Sheni. Everyone, most, I'd say 90% of the Rishonim and Chazal understand this to be the source. You shall make for me a mikdash. That applies for all of them. The problem is they don't look the same. The Mishkan didn't look the same as the Beis HaMikdash. So if one's the source, how do you know? So the idea is to basically make a house for Hashem's Shechina. And the prophets in each generation explained how that's supposed to look in each generation. The Machlokas Rishonim is over what's the source that tells you it can look different than each other. What's the source that it can look different than each other? How do you know you're allowed to make them different in each generation? So the Smog says it's a Pusuk in Dvarim. So Ismax learns it from a pasuk in Dvarim that Vahayaha Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokeichen Leshachin Shmo Sham, that the place which Hashem shall choose, Hashem your God, to dwell there, that tells you whatever the place is that Hashem chooses in that generation, it's telling you make it in diverse ways. And that's what the Smog is, a whole limud that you make it different depending on what the prophet tells you on that generation. Okay, that's not the ikker. That's secondary. Okay. The mitzvah itself. If you look at the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah 20. Okay, I have it there in the sheet. Hatzivoy shenitztavenu la'asos bayis la'avoda. We were commanded to make a house for avoda. Shabotieh hakrava. There will be the offerings. V'havaras ha'esh tamid, the passing of the constant fire. V'eilav tihiyah ha'pnia, obo tihiyah ha'chagiga. There on it you shall turn, there shall be the celebrations on the Yom Tovim. V'hitkabtsutz b'chol shana, to go there each year, to gather there. Kamoshi Yisbar, the beginning of Chagiga talks all about. V'hu amru yisale, v'asu li mikdash, you should make for me a mikdash. Okay, there it is. This is the source for the mitzvah. I'm going to present to you now a quadruple machlokas. Okay, you have a quadruple machlokas on this source. The Rambam himself writes, it's there in the on the page 2, it's the second source of the Rambam. Nisbar lacha shebinyan beis habechira mitzvah bifnei atzma. The building of a beis hamikdash, it's its own independent mitzvah. Ukvar be'arnu sha'klalas hazos kolas partim. And this independent mitzvah includes many details in it. What's included in the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash? Building a menorah, a shulchan, a mizbeach. Without them, they're all part of what's called mikdash. They're all part of what's called mikdash. Okay? So the Beis HaMikdash includes with it all these different mitzvahs. It's a one big mitzvah that has many different branches in it. And it's making a table, making a menorah, making all the different kalim that there was in the Mikdash is putting there. Comes the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and also at the beginning of Truva, says the kalim are not a chelek mechelke beis HaMikdash, but rather they're separate mitzvah. They're a separate mitzvah. Ramban says the pieces, remember the Ramban, everybody's got to get to 613. The Gemara tells you, Rav Simloy, I think, that you got 613. Rav Simloy, yeah. You got to get to 613 mitzvahs. You got to get there one way or the other. Rambam got there in his way, and the Ramban, Nachmanides, wrote his commentary on the Rambam and on the Sefer HaMitzvahs and told him what was wrong in his count. But they all have to get to, you can't get more than 613. You got to get 613. So Ramban says you include all the separate details of the Mikdash and the Mishkan as separate mitzvahs. They're separate mitzvahs. What? Rav Sajagon, who's the other Shita, he mamish splits all the kalim, each kli, into a separate mitzvah. How does he count? Make up for the count?
Yeah, what stuff did he drop?
I don't know what he dropped somewhere else. I don't know where he dropped. They'll tell you what each other dropped. I don't know what Rav Sajagon dropped to get there. You have to look. I'm not sure what he dropped. But the Ramban, at least, though, has kalim in one package, or he has separate mizbeach, kalim. He has them in packages, but there's multiple mitzvahs here, not just one. There's multiple mitzvahs for the Ramban. What's going on here? So there's a basic challenge, and this is a Shas idea. The basic challenge here. You take, for example, the Dalad Minim, right? The four species. And is that one mitzvah, or is that four mitzvahs? So Rambam, Maimonides, says it's one mitzvah. What about tefillin? Tefillin, the Rambam says, is two mitzvahs. Shal Yad and Shal Rosh. Two mitzvahs. What's the difference? So the difference would be if a person doesn't have, for example, a hadas. Right. According to the Rambam, you're done. They're ma'akev zeds. It's over. You don't do it.
Is that why some people make a bracha on Shal
Yad and Shal Rosh?
Is that why some people make a bracha on Shal Yad and Shal Rosh and then like there's like sheep that don't make
it? Oh, good, good, good. Tosis, Ravina Tam. That's exactly this issue. Is it one mitzvah? Which is the Iker mitzvah? Is it two mitzvahs? That's exactly 100% this issue. But if you have a lulav, and you're missing a piece of the lulav, one the esrog is missing, it's over. The hadas is missing, it's over. It's over if you miss. They're ma'akev zedzeh. But if you don't have a tefillin shel yad, since the Rambam counts them as two separate mitzvahs, he would say, still do the shel rosh. Still, that's what Avin Ezer, the first shuvah in Avin Ezer is about if somebody is a ketua yad. They have no hands, right? Do they still put on tefillin? So it's still another thing to put on. Rambam counts it as two separate mitzvahs. So if it's just these two mitzvahs, lulav and tefillin, we understand the Rambam works nicely. The tefillin, since each of them are separate mitzvahs, they're not going to be makiv each other. The lulav, since it's a package deal, they're going to be makiv each other. Where the Rambam gets confusing, and where's the steer in the Rambam, is, for example, by other mitzvahs, tzitzis. Okay, good. So there.
Some things are ma'akev, some things are not.
But the Gemara never tells you whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, because it's not interested in making a count. So the Rambam says that the blue and the white are not ma'akev each other, which is fine. The Gemara says they're not ma'akev each other. If I don't have the kelim, okay. But yet the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. See, by the lulav, if you are missing one piece, the whole thing is shot. By the tzitzis, if I was missing the tcheles, you still go on. The Rambam says the smith is still alive. Even though, he says, one is not ma'akev each other. So there, that breaks the rule that we just set in the Rambam. Also, take for example, the other way you have a stira. The Rambam says the Kriyat Shema. The Kriyat Shema in the morning and the Kriyat Shema the night is one mitzvah. Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. There's no one in the world who says if you missed it at night, you shouldn't say it in the morning, or vice versa. Yet the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. So Ramban attacks the Rambam by Shema. He disagrees with him by Shema. So I can say it's one mitzvah. It's a different period altogether. He also attacks him by the Mishkan, as we just said. By the Mishkan, the Ramban feels these are separate pieces. They're not Na'akev Zedzeh. They're all separate pieces. And the Mishkan still goes on if one is missing. Life goes on.
So maybe then we should like just light Menorah and not even have a basic Mikdash today. Like just pick, if each of the Kalim are their own mitzvah, then maybe some of the Kalim we could do.
Oh, so within the Ramban, who has a separate mitzvah, it could be the Ramban is saying, we're going to clarify soon, but it could be the Ramban is saying is they only make sense, though, in the context of a Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
They're independent mitzvahs, but if you use it over it doesn't make sense. It's like taking a lulav, not in Sukkot. It doesn't make sense outside of its context. So the Ramban goes in the attack. He goes in the attack of the Mishkan. So how do you make all these different pieces in the Rambam fit together? So here's the classic shot in the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik spoke about it, and also, yeah.
What is the stira? It's all of them. He counts them all as one mitzvah. Each
no, tefillin he counts as two mitzvahs.
Tefillin he counts as two.
They're not makiv zedzeh.
Maybe there's two tzibois, but there's also bad.
then you come around to the sukkah. So he says like this. This is the rule. Since the four species of lulav are ma'akev each other, I understand how it's one mitzvah. Without an esrog, there's no mitzvah of lulav. That's perfect. That's consistent. That's good. The difficulty is by the cases where it's one mitzvah, but ain't ma'akvin. That's the difficulty in the Rambam. Cases where it's one mitzvah, yet it's not ma'akev zedzeh. That's the area of problem for the Rambam. For example, tzitzis. One mitzvah, but I still go on if I'm missing a piece of it. So Rav Soloveitchik wanted to say in the...
Every bidyavin mitzvah would be that case.
What?
Every bidyavin mitzvah would be that case.
Oh, excellent. Is there such a thing as a bidyavin mitzvah? Oh, hold on. Good, excellent. Beautiful, Anshul. Ooh. Where was that in my shir, huh? Excellent. Yeah, sure. All right. Okay. So, look at it like this. It could be that it's all pieces of one kiyum, says Rav Soloveitchik. It's one package. You have to fulfill a certain kiyum, a certain fulfillment. By the things that are not ma'akev, you could say those pieces are just pratim, are just details in the more general kiyum. The more general kiyum. The more general kiyum by Kriya Shema is Ol Malchus Shemayim, is accepting the yoke of heaven. The details of how it plays out is to do it in the bookends. Do one in the morning, do one in the night. But if I'm missing one, I still have the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. By tzitzis. By tzitzis, the mitzvah is that if you have four-cornered beged, you put strings on it. The detail is, I have white and I have blue. If I'm missing one of the details of it, the mitzvah is still being chap. The mitzvah of ukshartim, the mitzvah of tying them, of putting, you know, gedilin tasalacha, the idea of putting these fringes on, you're still getting that. You're just missing a detail. By the lulav, the kiyum for the Rambam is the four together. Without it, it's not lulav. Lulav, the mitzvah of lulav entails everything together. Without all four together, it's not the package anymore.
So yeah. White isn't ma'akev?
What?
White isn't ma'akev. So
if you have a tzitzis made all out of blue, right? That's like Korach, right? Korach's question. Yeah, go ahead.
No, if I have blue strings, and I...
You're fine. You're fine. So the rule for the Rambam is that the Rambam has mitzvahs that are lechatchila and bidyevid, which is an amazing thing. Is there such a thing as a lechatchila and bidyevid when it comes to deoraisa? I understand by rabbinic laws, rabbis could tell you lechatchila, we try to do this, but bidyevid, the Torah has lechatchila and bidyevid? So it was famous. Rav Yosef Engel put out a long essay where he had 15 examples of lechatchila and bidyevids in the Torah. He thought it was in the Torah, their examples.
Missing one of them out of the many is like having three tzitzis and not four.
Right. Oh, very good. Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. It's not even, doesn't even get off the ground. All right, this kind of stuff you can find is a great sefer. If I could recommend the sefer, Rav Pinchas Scheinberg put out Mishmeres Chaim. It's a little blue volume. It's three volumes. They put it together now into one. And it's all mind riddles like this. Like this whole thing you could have solved just now without knowing anything. You just need to use your mind to solve it. So he's got a whole sefer filled with these kind of Shas questions. It's a wonderful. Just you take one a day, you go through one of them. They're terrific. Okay, so that's how I think you can make the Rambam make sense. So now, Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher, also one of my favorites. Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher said that he thought the Rambam and the Ramban, Maimonides and Nachmanides, are perfectly l'shitasam. They work perfectly with their own opinions. They're consistent. Let's review again. The Rambam holds that everything's included in one mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban holds that it's separate. Separate. Okay. Why is he consistent, the Rambam? Look back at the opening word of that Rambam. What did the Rambam say at the beginning there? Rambam said, Hatzivoy shenitzdavinu la'asos bayis la'avoda. The commandment is to make a house for avoda. That's the purpose of the Mikdash. To make a house for an avoda. At the beginning, by the way, of the Rambam Beis Bechir, a similar lashon. He says, "Mitzvah asay laasos bayis laHashem muchan lihiot makriven bo akorbanos." To for the avoda. The purpose for the Beis Hamikdash for the Rambam is the avoda. Therefore, says the Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss, it makes perfect sense that the Rambam included in that all the Klei Hamikdash, because they're all a piece of this thing which is that it's a bias, which is muchan umezuman lebeis avoda, for service, for doing this offering service. That's the whole point of the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, the Ramban at the beginning of Truma, right here, that paragraph I gave you on page 3, the Ramban at the beginning of Truma says, Vesod HaMishkan Hu, the root of what the Mishkan was all about, Shia HaKavod Asher Shachan Al Har Sinai, the glory that was on Har Sinai, Shochan Alav Kenistar VaYishken Kvod Hashem Al Har Sinai. What the Mishkan was a way to bottle the feeling of Har Sinai. The experience of the Kavod Hashem descending, the Mishkan is a little microcosm to replicate Har Sinai. Okay, so the famous Kasha, Rabbeinu Bechai, talks about a little bit, is that the Mishkan didn't look like Har Sinai. You would expect everyone to, like, a monument, a mountain, make like a little hill. So Rabbeinu Bechai, a beautiful piece, says how if you look at the Psukim in Vayakel, Pekudei, and Truma, you see how all the references in the Mishkan really are body parts. You look at every yatedos, are like pegs, which are fingers. You look tzlos, or rib cage, ribs. If you look at all the reference to the pieces of the Mishkan, they're all body parts. And the point was to recreate the human being, because we became a mensch at Har Sinai. We became a human being at Har Sinai, right? You take the tithe into the famous Sefer HaChinuch Vort, how we went from Pesach eating animal food to eating on Shavuos human food, right? To the Lechem, the Shtei Alechem from the Korban Omer to the Shtei Alechem. It fits perfectly that when you get to Har Sinai, you finally become a mensch. And that's why the Mishkan was really a replica of the human being. That was the significance of Har Sinai. We learned how to become a mensch at that point. And therefore, the Mishkan is supposed to look like us. And that's that's the diagram. It's us, not the mountain. Whatever, the Ramban says that the Soda Mishkan is that it's the emergence of the Kavod Hashem. It's that it's here to bring the Kavod Hashem. He doesn't mention base. His focus is not base avoda at all. Of course, that's what goes on there. But it's not. His focus is not saying that it's a base avoda. And therefore, you see, based on that... yeah, go ahead.
Does the Rambam have more than one mitzvah that refers to, like, remembering... Like, tzitzis is like to remember the Yiddishkeit, right?
Yeah, with it you remember all the 613.
Right, so is there like another mitzvah that the Rambam has that it reminds you of that like, Hashem's always there?
To remind you of totality, why? What are you getting at?
What I'm trying to get to is that then his whole thing is then like why don't you put those two mitzvahs together and that's also under like just like the avoda, the whole Beis HaMikdash is one mitzvah.
Like you want to say the common denominator between these things that are one mitzvah are things that are just there to remember, to remind you that Hashem is... I mean, everything's going to boil down back to that. Even when they get specific, Laman Tiskor, Siyom Tzeischa Meretz Tram, when you remember that Hashem took you out of Egypt, is really to remember that there's a Borei Olam, just a different aspect of it. To remember there's someone who creates from new versus someone who takes us out of trouble. But I don't know specifically if that's the way... The Rambam certainly here is just saying it's a base lavoda. The purpose here is avoda. It's Ramban who's saying it's about the Kavod Hashem.
So according to the Ramban, if a keli is missing, we're going to get
to... We're going to get to if something's missing. We're going to plug it in. So what you see there perfectly, Lishitasim says the Minchas Asher. If you take the Rambam who holds that it's a bayis lavoda, we understand why he needs everything in one mitzvah. All the kalim, it's all part of the avoda process. On the other hand, if you take the Ramban who says it's all there to bring the Shekhinah here, so basically you get the structure, it's there to bring the Kavod Hashem. The rest are pieces of what we call avoda and things to do in the Beis HaMikdash that go there to assist us in the bringing of Kavod Hashem there. But they're not the same mitzvah. It's not the same mitzvah. So can we bring a proof one way or the other?
I mean, the Torah goes into such massive detail, right, with this particular mitzvah. Lulav and Esrog doesn't tell you it needs a pitum. It doesn't tell you that, you know, it has to be from that tree or that tree. It can't be split. Lulav can't be split. I mean, there's no detail. So it's like,
Keharim Tuluyim Al Sahara, the Mishnah Chigis. It's like mountains that are hanging on a hair. It's like, mountains hanging on it. Mountains of halacha hanging on one little hair. Some things are not like that in the Torah. Some things are flipped around. We get so much detail. I understand your point. How could the Ramban ignore the fact that the Avoda is... Ramban's not ignoring the importance of Avoda or that it's an integral piece of what went on there. But he said at the end of the day, what was really the focus of what was going on there was the Giloi Kavod Hashem.
The Pasuk says, Shechanti Besocham.
Right, that's the first Pasuk. Shechanti Besocham. That's the point. So I was trying to think one way or the other, who could you bring proofs for? So on one hand, you could bring a proof for the Ramban, Vasuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham. The point is to dwell there. But then you can take the same psukim and use it as a proof for the Rambam, right? Because it says, make for me a mikdash, and right away, what's there? K'chol asher ani maroscha, tavnis amishkan, tavnis kol kelav kein ta'asu. It's all lumped together in one shot over there. The Gemara Menachos. Did I give you Gemara Menachos there? Maybe the next page. Sounds like the Rambam. Why? Because it says, Hu omer, v'yar moshes kol amalacha, v'hine asu osa, kasher tziva Hashem, heichan tziva. Where does Moshe commanded in all the malacha that was to be done in the Mishkan? V'asuli mikdash. The Gemara seems to say, implicit in asuli mikdash, is all these kelim and all these pieces. Everything that's going to be going on in the hashlamas ha-kelim and the Mishkan, that's in those words. That's in that pasuk. That's how it gets there. In the Haggadah of the Rambam, Rambam's text of the Haggadah, he has Ubanu lanu es beis ha-bechira lechaper al kol avanoseinu. Build for us a beis ha-bechira, a beis ha-migdash. The purpose of it is lechaper al kol avanoseinu. That's the Avodah. The Avodah is for Kapara. So a few things in the Ramban sound very Rambam-like, the way the Rambam is going. What about if we can score any points for the Ramban side? The main one I could find was Yoma, Kaf Alef Amid Beis. I'm sure if you look now with this in mind, this Machlokas in mind, you'll find in the Rashis, you'll find more proofs either way. But I thought the Gemara in Yoma was a proof towards Ramban, where it says over here, Kama Mikdash Rishon, Kama Mikdash Sheni, Uba Mikdash Sheni Mihave, were these things in the second base of Mikdash, Ramar Shul Bar Ine, Mai Dechtiv, Ba'artze Bo V'Chabed, V'Karinan V'Chabda, Mai Shnan V'Mechusar, Havamina Elu Chamisha Dvarim. These are the five things that were there between the base of Mikdash Rishon to the Mikdash Sheni. And these are them. The Aaron was missing, the Kaporis, the Kruvim, the Eish, and the Shechina, V'Ruach HaKodesh, V'Urim V'Tumim. I think it sounds like the Ramban, that there was still a holy base of Mikdash. The second base of Mikdash was still considered very powerful, very significant, even though it was missing many of the key elements. That's the Ramban. I know you're missing key elements of the Avodah are gone here. But you know what? It was about Gilui Hashem. And I had the base of Mikdash. That makes it a Mikdash. Enough. You could twist this Gemara for sure, the way the Rambam needs to go. But I'm just saying that the simple reading of Yoma 21b sounds to me very Ramban-like. But we're missing all these things in the second base of Mikdash. The Gemara even entertains, according to one Shita, the second one was greater than the first, as far as even though it was lacking those things. How could this even be any of this? It could be because Ramban is saying the basic idea is to have a base, a bias for Legilu Shechina, to bring the revelation of the Shechina into this world. And V'shachanti
B'socham. Would he hold today that you can rebuild it, even if you don't have the expertise to do it perfectly?
So we never did Bizman Azeh, right? We never did building a base of Mikdash Bizman Azeh. We mentioned it for 2 minutes in the introductory share. I got to give that a separate attention because he may have other separate difficulties, technical difficulties, as far as order of history the Ramban may have. You know, we'll give that. We're going to do that one also soon. I didn't realize.
Philosophically, it sounds
like he would be more into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And it is. Okay.
You said it has to be built according to the directive of the Navi in that generation.
Yeah.
So in the absence of Nevuah.
That's also an issue. Nowadays, how we do without the Urim V'Tumim, that's what they talk about. Is it possible? The Rav Pesach Frank thought it was. You didn't need the Nevuah.
In any event, Hirad wasn't a Navi.
Yeah, they had no choice. That's also. That they had no choice.
But is it a Beis HaMikdash?
Had different Midos, different...
Because he didn't change the Ikar HaBinyan. What?
Yechazkel had different...
Midos over there. Yeah. Hey, look at the Aruch HaShulchan Atzi. It goes through the different measurements of the future one. It's going to be different. Everything. Okay. I thought they're also l'shitasam in a second way. Now, the first way is Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss's way of showing how the Rambam and the Ramban are perfectly aligned with the underlying philosophy as to what the Beis HaMikdash was all about. Rambam counts everything as one mitzvah because he believes it's all part of what we call a bayis lavoda. Ramban counts it as multiple mitzvahs because he believes it's part of what we call Gilui Shechina, and therefore separate things are going on over here, different parts to the mitzvah, different mitzvahs. But I thought maybe they're l'shitasam in a second way. Did I put for you in the sheet the Ramban? Yeah. The Ramban, lo tase gimel, he says as follows, one of the negative mitzvahs. Shenimnu l'shanos seder hanachas akelim b'mikdash. Do not, and this is why I was hesitant to give you an answer, we should not, there's an iser to play around with the order of the way the kelim are placed in the mikdash. The shulchan, the menorah, the mezbechas. V'hu amri yisbarachu v'chol asher amarte lechem tishmaru. Tishmaru. That there is a special order in the way you put things.
That's a positive.
Well, you should not, do not alter the order. That's how you violate it. Do not alter the order. So, for the Rambam, the klei hamikdash, are all a chelik of the etzem habayis. They're all a chelik of the etzem habayis. And therefore, because of that, there's not going to be its own independent lav, its own independent negative commandment. It's all part of one positive mitzvah that one is supposed to fulfill. For the Rambam, it's not. And therefore, this change of the order can only appear if you have a separate and independent negative mitzvah. You understand? For the Rambam, it's all one group. I have a group over here. If there's all one big group, there's no negative commandment of the order at all. It's all one package deal. For the Ramban, there's separate mitzvahs, and comes the negative commandment to tell you what's the hierarchy, or what's the order, what's the sequence when I have these separate mitzvahs. What's the sequence of which I'm supposed to do them? We have it all the time. By Tadir, which one comes first? We're very into figuring out sequence. Sequence makes sense when you have separate mitzvahs. You need to figure out what's an order by which I do the mitzvahs. And the Ramban's telling you is a negative commandment when you break from that order. Rambam's putting it in a package here on the table. Go, enjoy. Put these things together. So for the Rambam, he's not going to have a negative commandment, the separate lav of playing around with the order. He doesn't need it. It's all part of the Chelak HaBayis. There's no need for a separate... There's no need for a separate rule on it. Okay, and you see a Rambam like that in Hilchas Kalim, that I think I also put on the page there at the bottom. Okay, so we set up a basic machlokas Rambam and Ramban. Very ikar machlokas. If we've been doing anything in Kachim, maybe we should have started with this shir. There's a basic machlokas in the Siyas HaMishkan and the Siyas HaMikdash. What's their function? What's going on? The basic machlokas as to whether it's one mitzvah or many mitzvahs, we said is tied into what's the function. And I was saying it's tied into whether there's a negative commandment. But leave the second thing aside for now. What are some nafkaminas? What are some differences between the two opinions? And you guys have been mentioning some of them. One of them is a mikdash without kalim. What if I have a mikdash without kalim? So there's a sefer Lev Simcha. I couldn't print it out. It was only in the app, the HebrewBooks.org app. So I'm still trying to figure out how to do the app, the printing app, which allows you to print from your iPad to a printer. I'm trying to beam it. I don't know how to work it yet, but I'll figure it out. So the Sefer Lev Simcha and the Sefer HaMitzvahs says, according to the Rambam, he says, Mashma shebezulasam ein hashem shel hamikdash shalem. You are missing from the Beis HaMikdash. If these kelim are missing, the name Mikdash is inherently flawed. It's inherently flawed. Ein shem shel hamikdash shalem. You're missing essentially part of the shem mikdash if you're missing some of the kalim. Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher, he thought that's not so necessary to say. He said the kalim are part of the mitzvah of asiyas hamikdash, of making the mikdash. That's the rules. I want to know the rules. How do I fulfill the mitzvah of making a mikdash? I got to do all these things. I got to make menorahs. I got to make all these things. But says Rav Asher Weiss, that doesn't mean that if I'm missing some of the kalim, I don't have a shem mikdash there. You want to know how I could fill the mitzvah in its perfect, in its perfection, in its bishleimusa? Fine. I got to do X, Y, and Z. But to say that I'm missing a shem mikdash without certain kalim, that can't be. That's not possible. I think the perfect example for that is the tchelas. There's a mitzvah to make tzitzis with tchelas. If I'm missing the tchelas, do we say for a moment that I don't have a shame tzitzis? No, everyone could see that even without the tchelas, you still, I mean, not the briskers. The briskers don't let you wear tzitzis. Some briskers don't let you wear tzitzis on Shabbos without an Erev. Because without the tchelas, it might not really be a mitzvah. And then you're carrying in public.
Still wearing it.
What are the strings doing there? What in the world are the strings doing there? And then you can't wear it without the strings. Then it's a four-corner garment without strings.
Why should it make a difference if it's Shabbos or not? If the tchelis is ma'akev, then during the week you're wearing a four-cornered beged without tchelis.
Do any briskers not wear tzitzis at all during the week? I remember knowing an answer to this. The difference between Shabbos violation of hotzah.
It's a bit lassé. No?
Yeah, right. One is just a bit lassé. If I don't put it on... No, but there's no negative isser. There's just a bit of lasse. The negative commandment of the hotzah. Sheval tase.
You can't wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis on it.
What?
No,
it's a bit of lasse.
It's only a bit of
lasse. It's only a bit of lasse.
It's a mitzvah said to put a tzitzis on a four-cornered garment. So if it's not a tzitzis...
Yankee's remembering some negative commandment. It's only a bit of lasse. Yeah. Okay, it'll come to me. I remember what the solution was. It's something about the Shabbos versus it's in this ballpark. We have to remember it.
I mean, Brisker still wouldn't want to be Mavatel the Mitzvah's essay.
Right. But Hotzos.
They wouldn't
want to be
Mechalik Shabbos either.
It's just a Chumrah.
Right. It might be it's a Mitzvah, but it's a Chumrah, and therefore for the Chumrah, you want to be Machmer for violating Isra on Shabbos.
Right.
As opposed to Bittul Asay. Right. That makes sense if it's just a Chumrah. All right, that works. That works.
Brisker doesn't talk in terms of it's a Chumrah. You know, it is or it isn't.
It's
a
dinner. It's not a din.
It's a dinner. It's not a din.
No, but with their own practices, they very much go the Chumrahs.
But there's usually a reason for the Chumrahs. There's
a reason.
Chaim Briscoe said a reason for the Chumrah. I don't know. We're saying for other people.
What?
No.
I mean, they're so from the neck down.
Implications of Rachel from. All right. Okay, here we go. So what you see here, Michas Asher wants the split. Beautiful split, by the way. I didn't think of this initially. There's two pieces here. There's the Asiya, and there's the Avoda. There's the making of the place, and there's the Avoda that goes in there. To fulfill the mitzvah of making the Mikdash, it could be that you need every single one of these things. But to say that you lose a Shem Mikdash without these things, that's a totally different thing. Rav Asher Weiss says, don't mix the topics. Just because I couldn't fulfill the mitzvah perfectly of making the Mikdash doesn't mean I don't have a Shem Mikdash. It could be the criteria for what gets you in Asiya some Mikdash is different than a checklist of what is a Shem Mikdash. That's very a very original idea. By the way, the bloggers are all talking about Rav Asher Weiss's new idea. He has a whole new chiddush on Dina de Malchusa Dina.
Oh.
Which comes out against everybody in the world. You got to go on the blog. Hey, Hirhurim blog. Gil's students, Hirhurim blog. It's apparently, people, he's getting a lot of criticism. Rosh Weiss is very firm. He's getting a lot of criticism. It's a very big, it goes very much against a lot of the most, sounds even against Rishon, most Rishonim.
Can you say
he's more strict. He comes out more strict than Dina Malchusa. Yeah. What?
Can you say it b'kitzer?
No. It's a 25-minute idea. It's 7 pages, 7-page blog. It's one of Gil students' longest blogs. Maybe we should do a shiur. Let's know what the Rav cooked. It'll be next year. The new Dina Malchusa Dina idea. Okay. So the...
Revolution is out.
Yeah. I'm thinking now, the Rambam has a line. I think it's in Beis HaBechira. It's in chapter 5 or 6 of the Beis HaBechira. He says that line. It's a famous line. He says, Makriven afalpi she'ein bias. We quoted that in the first year. That Rambam says you still makriv korbanos, even though you don't have a base of Migdash.
That's why they were going to do it.
When the idea came with the Aruch HaShulchan mentioned it, with Binyan Siyan mentioned the idea, he didn't realize there was a mosque there at the time. But you say makriven afalpi she'ein bo bias. Rambam holds you being makriv a korban, even though you don't have a base of Migdash.
I don't think there is a mosque on the...
Right. When did we do that shiur? We did that shiur also. Well, that was not part of the Kachem Kabur. That was part of the Wednesday night. Maybe no one was here. When we watched the video. We watched the video of Rabbi Tendler going up to the Harabayas. Oh, another time. All right. You're not allowed to bow down in the Harabayas. There's machlokes so that you can go up. You're not allowed to bow down in the Harabayas. Says the old trick that Rav Kahana would do, where he would drop his wallet. He would suddenly fumble the wallet out of his hand. There's a law. I mean, according to Israeli law, you're not allowed to bow down. You're not allowed to do your avoda and the your tefillah in the Har Habayis. It'll start a war once you're up there. So the Rav Kahana and others, what they do sometimes is they'll fump it for their wallet and they'll drop it on the floor and they'll have to bow down while they're inside, while they're there. All right. From shtick. Okay. Now, another Nafkamin.
Do you have brownie points in Shamayim for bowing down on the Har Habayis?
What do you mean to get brownie points? Yeah, there's a Hishtachavaya. There's a specific din that you can still do Hishtachavaya. Gemara in Yoma says there's a Hishtachavaya of a Harabayas.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you the wallet trick.
I don't understand the issue.
What?
I don't understand the
political issue. It's a political issue. They see, because you're not allowed to do it. It can't be a place for Jews to pray. You just can't make a minion up there.
They do. They can't even.
Oh, yeah? There are places you can't go. Maybe right near the... I don't think
they allow Jews to... whisper a tefillah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Grab you.
So the wallet trick would work. You hold the wallet like you're counting your money. You put the thing in there. I was once sitting in, I was taking a class at UCLA in Los Angeles. I was sitting there with my, I had the bencher in the wallet, you know, when the clear part of the wallet, I had a bencher there in my wallet. A Japanese guy came over to me with his wallet, asked me if I could bless his wallet also. so you can do something like that shtick. Maybe that shtick will work. All right. Another nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban, possibly. Do the Kalim...
That's why Jews are successful in business.
Because they're davening to their wallets.
That's a great story.
Do the Kalim need to be made dafka bayom? Do the Kalim need to be made dafka bayom? So the Rambam in Beis HaBechira, on the bottom there, Aleph Yud Beis, Ein bonin es hamikdash balayla shenemar uvayom hekim et hamishkan beyom hekimin velo balayla. You establish it only at day and not at night. Only at day and not at night. Why? That presumably the Rambam would then follow and say the Kalim also need to be done during the day. That should follow from the Rambam, right? One would think the Kalim should only be done during the day according to the Rambam, who sees it as one package deal. Well, how could you argue with what I just said? Why is that not such an ironclad proof in the Rambam? If the Mikdash needs to be a day, and the Rambam includes the Kalim, all part of one package deal of Oda, sounds like the Rambam would say the Kalim need to be during the day. What's the argument against that? I'll be Svara. What's the argument against that?
What's that?
The Rambam says that, since it says, V'yom hikim et mishkan, the Rambam says that that teaches you don't build a Mikdash belayla. It needs to be done during the day. So, presumably, Rambam would be Lishitaso, and therefore think the Kalim also need to be during the day, because it's one package deal. What would be the argument against that?
Meaning they can have to build during the day.
What?
You mean that the Kalim would have to be built during the day?
Yeah, maybe the Kalim could build at night. What's an argument to say that even according to Rambam, the Kalim could build at night? So I thought maybe this thing that the Rambam is turning to, this Makor, is not a good Makor for Kalim. Why? Maybe it's a specific rule by things that need Hakama. Ubayom hikim et mishkan. Maybe it's only the things that need Hakama, so the parts of the Mikdash, even though it's one mitzvah, the parts that are not in the Parsha of Hakama that need Hakim, the Mishkan needed Hakama. The other components didn't need Hakama, didn't need establishing over there, and therefore maybe that doesn't need to, maybe that won't fall into this limitation.
I'd say like by Rav Asher Weiss that Hakama is part of the Asiyas of HaMishkan, but not part of the Avoda, and therefore has a separate...
Say again.
Anything that has Hakama in it is really a shtickle Asiyas of HaMishkan. It's not... The Avodah's mission.
Not the Avodah itself, it's part of the Asiyah. Excellent. Works for me. Okay.
And therefore all those things of Asiyah have to be Bayom, everything else can be done.
Done Belayla. Very good. Beautiful. How much more time do we have left?
7 minutes.
7 minutes. Another nafkamina. Let me see if I can pull this one up. Let's see if I can do it. Another nafkamina is, does the Mishkan and its Kalim need lishma? Does the Mishkan and its Kalim, does all of it need lishma? So, there's a Sefer Lahoros Nassan, it's one of the Gedolim now, Rav Nassan Gestetner. Let's see if we can get it here.
Oh, it does.
Hear the Svara.
All the things that like, we have, like all Klei Kodesh, we have things nowadays, like Tefillin and like Torah, all have to be lishma. Like when you write them, they all have to be lishma.
Okay, so we learned lishma. Excellent. We learned the sugya of lishma, right? We learned the topic of lishma. And we said, what?
By kachim.
What's, oh, beautiful, here it is. Loris Nassan, Chelek Yud Aleph. And I wrote down where? Lamed Vav. Oh,
that's amazing.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, you sold me. It should be a commercial.
Mashiach.
Wait, this is one that works, right?
What?
This works on the iPhone.
This is the app or just the browser?
This is the, This is the website. The.
Oh,
it's
on the
website.
Okay.
It's
hard enough to learn.
It works better than like when you're on like
another mouse.
Yeah. Okay, we're inside now, and we need Lamed Vav. Here we go. Let's open Lamed Vav. We're going in.
The 3G version? Or
it's much faster than the commercial.
No. They weren't looking up Svarim in the commercial. All right.
Yeah, they have a little thing at the bottom that says.
This would be a great commercial.
Not for Svarim?
No, the disclaimer
says
that.
Oh, it says not as fast?
It's like a bar part.
Here it is. Okay. Look how clear, right? It comes out clear. Okay. All right. So he says over here, Rav Nosson Gestetner, he's talking about Lishma.
The only problem is you can still get it on the internet.
What?
Can you get to other internet sites?
What do you mean?
You can't use that in Borough Park.
Oh, yeah, you have a problem. Not here. You can't use HebrewBooks.org in Borough Park? You could have the lock and other stuff.
You can use it in Borough Park. You can't use it in B'nai Brak.
Depends where you are. Oh, see you versus the Voda.
Okay. You can't use it in the Mikdash. You can use it in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't use it.
What?
In the Beis HaMikdash, you can't use it.
You can't use it.
Can you bring an iPad into the show? They had this whole thing with the iPhone.
No, but they can't.
Okay, so he says Rambam. He quotes Rambam. Perek Aleph, Mebeis HaMechir, Alach HaKav Kosev, Ein Osim Kol HaKelim, Mitchilosan, El L'Shem HaKodesh. Everything needs to be made L'Shem HaKodesh. Ein Osim Kol HaKelim. The Kelim need to be made from the beginning. V'im Nasu Mitchilosan L'Hedjot, V'Ein Osim L'Go Akan L'Shodom. V'vur Da'asiyas Kli Sharis, Boy L'Shma. According to the Rambam, the Kli Sharis, they also need L'Shma. So we say, "V'halo b'mishkan aso aklisharis od kol makanas mishkan im kei maya kodem azmana va'afal pikein mahani hakavana lishma before it was in place." He goes down a different route, but what he goes through over here is he basically defends the Rambam's idea that that you have a concept of lishma by the kalim as well. They all need to be made lishma, and he says over here the reason why is because heim taluye be'avoda hakorbanos, heim machshire avoda. They're all part of the avoda process, and since they're all part of the avoda process, they're going to need lishma in how they're going to be made. It could be that according to Ramban, Nana Nachmanides, could be that all these different pieces don't really need lishma. They're not trying to achieve a certain kapara l'Hashem, and they're not going to need lishma according to the Ramban. And I could find no source that tells you, according to the Ramban, that you needed to be, the Kalim need to be Lishma. Could be out there, I just couldn't find it. What I want to discuss next is a wonderful and a beautiful sugya, which we'll get to, God willing, next week. There's two more sugyas I want to do, so we can do week two, week three, I'm not sure which order. There's two fabulous sugyas. One is the mitzvah of building, the Isser to build a Mishkan at night leads to the question, could women be involved in the building of the Mishkan, and the issue of Shabbos in building the Mishkan, and the other issue, which is a fabulous, one of my favorite Kachem Sugyas, is the mitzvah to build the Aron. The mitzvah to build an Aron has such amazing stuff on it. There's great stiras, there's great resolutions, there's halachic nafkaminas nowadays, there's great musr there. So maybe we'll do the Aron one either next week or the third week. We also have the Ein Bonim Mikdash Balayla, which is a great sugya. It involves women and mitzvah seishas mangrama. So that'll be God willing next time.
Right.
What?